KJAN Sports.
Time for that look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's check some high school sports from yesterday. In girls high school tennis, Audubon defeating Southwest Valley 5-4. The Wheelers getting singles wins from Claire Christensen, Riley Hartles, and Sophie Sabetka. They also had doubles wins from Gwen Jensen and Claire Christensen, and Hartle and Sabetka teamed up for a win as well to lead Audubon to that victory. Also, girls tennis, Ballard over Creston 8-1. In girls soccer last night, Glenwood over Creston 9-0. In boys soccer, it was Lewis Central beating Kemper Catholic 6-0. Denison over Creston 4-1. Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City East 3-0. Thomas Jefferson edging Sioux City North in double overtime on penalty kicks by a 2-1 final. In high school girls golf yesterday, Atlantic finished at a 381 yesterday to place third in a meet held at Southeast Polk High School yesterday, the Southeast Polk Invitational. West Des Moines Valley shot a 322 as they placed first. Marshalltown was the runner-up at 359 in that meet yesterday, and Atlantic followed at 381. For Atlantic, they were led by Bailey Newell's 83. That put her sixth overall in the medalist chase, while Alyssa Ginther shot 86 yesterday for Atlantic, and that placed her eighth overall. Also in girls golf, Denison defeating Kemper Catholic 217-230. IKM Manning beat OABCIG 200-203. The Atlantic boys track team is hitting on all cylinders, heading into the state qualifying meet that will now be contested tonight in Carroll. The Trojans have picked up the pace in recent weeks with wins at their home meet and their second straight Hawkeye 10 Conference championship. Atlantic head coach Jordan Mullen said he knew his team was on the right track after bouncing back from a lackluster meet in Council Bluffs just a couple of weeks ago.
It was absolutely amazing. I started seeing kids stepping up. I started seeing our big dogs. I started seeing them hit their marks that we needed to hit. And, after that, it was a tumbling effect. We've just continued to build steam as the year has gone on, and we went into championship week here, and we won our home meet, we won conference, so I think we do have very good steam right now. We got to keep that going.
The Trojans are in the midst of a very successful run as a program, and Coach Mullen said that's due to the trust and commitment to the team that they've developed.
That goes way back a long time ago when we started talking with the team, saying, hey, we've got to buy in. And they know, I know sometimes it's hard to see track as a team sport unless you're in a relay, but we're at a part in our dynasty slash career here at Atlantic where the team has fully bought in. It doesn't matter if you're running a single event or a relay. We're to the point to where it's for the team.
The Trojans contended for a state championship right up to the last event of the state meet last year, and Coach Mullen knows they can be right there again this year if they focus on themselves.
We will be happy if we focus on Atlantic. I can't make promises, and I won't, but I know if we do us, we will be very happy May 18th or 19th. We're going to be very happy as a team and a community.
The state qualifying meet in Carroll tonight is set to get underway at 4 o'clock. The top two finishers in each event automatically qualify for the state meet, along with the next eight fastest times recorded across the state. A full list of qualifiers is anticipated to be compiled by Saturday afternoon. Now, the Atlantic girls track team has found some excitement and success this season by buying into the team concept. Head coach Matt Mullinex is in his first season at the helm of the team, and he said the girls have really come together as the season has moved along. The girls have settled into their roles, and they understand that individuals can have just as much success if the team is put first.
You know, at the end of the day, my philosophy a little bit is that track and field is a team thing, and if we can continue to have success at the team level, those individual things are going to naturally occur right there with it. And so I think we've done a great job of doing that this year, of promoting that as well. And it's obvious, we haven't finished below third place in any of our meets throughout the season. And, that's a big testament to the gals because they kind of bought into that same philosophy. And, we've got some gals that, have just run relays throughout much of the year, just on the front of a medley or in the 4x1s, whatever it may be. And but they know that we're having success and that it's providing points to the team. Whether it's 2 or 3 points, it doesn't matter. It's helping the team get us ahead, because we've been in meets where every little point has been very important, mm-hmm. and we've been able to pop out on top. So, you know, just real happy with the girls and how they've approached the entire season. It's just hard to believe that.
Haley Rasmussen and Taylor McCready have been two of the major leaders for the Trojans, and Coach Mullenix said they've grown into those leadership roles. He also says he's happy to see the girls build on the strong tradition that Atlantic Girls Track has, and he says they've done it with their actions, not just words.
Yeah, we've kind of gotten them excited, you know, again, for track and field. And I think, you know, we had the discussion the other afternoon about some of our events and our times where we're at. And what we brought up was that they're part of such a rich tradition here in Atlantic. Mm-hmm. We've been running some really good times. Maybe at some of the other places, those would be knocking on the door of maybe some school records and so on and so forth. But here in Atlantic, there's just a little bit higher expectation. And we've kind of brought that back. And we've brought back, you know, just by doing what we're doing, not by logos or mottos or slogans on the back of our T-shirts. We've just done it by stepping on the track and brought a little respect back to us as a girls' program. And so now when we, you know, right now when we're showing up, you know, the other teams are like, well, Atlantic's here, so you better bring your competitive level, better mm-hmm. raise a little bit, because you know what you're going to get out of them. And so that's the girls. The girls mm-hmm. have done that. Mm-hmm. You know, we've just kind of tweaked them a little bit and pushed them in the right direction and give them a little bit different thought process. But they're the ones that have done that. And so, you know, that's what we're really happy about, is that, you know, they're part of such a rich tradition here in Atlantic track and field. And they're starting to, you know, to kind of carry on that.
Atlantic will be competing in that state qualifying meet at Carroll tonight. The top two finishers in each event qualifying for the state meet, along with the next fastest and in the state. And the full list is expected Saturday afternoon of qualifiers. The state meet is set for May 16th through the 18th at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Baseball yesterday, Marcell Ozuna drove in 4 runs, and Dexter Fowler had 3 RBIs, leading the St. Louis Cardinals to a 17-4 rout of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Paul Goldschmidt reached base 4 times and had 3 hits and a couple of RBIs for the Cardinals, who managed just 1 run in their previous 21 innings, but bounced back with 16 hits with a season high in runs in yesterday's game. Game 2 tonight, 6:20. Start time with the pregame show, 7:15 first pitch. We'll have it for you here live. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Chicago beat Miami 4-1. Colorado outscored San Francisco 12-11. Arizona 3-2 in 10 innings over Atlanta. Washington beat L.A. 6-0. In the American League, it was Cleveland over Chicago 5-0 in 5-inning game shortened by rain. L.A. beat Detroit 13-0. New York over Seattle 3-1. Houston beat Texas 4-2. In interleague play, Cincinnati over Oakland 3-0. Well, the number 24 Iowa Hawkeye baseball team closes out their home season beginning tonight, opening a 3-game series against Michigan State. The Hawkeyes are 11-7 in conference play and take on a Spartan team that opened the season 3-18, but they won 4 of their last 7 in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes are 18-5 at home and look to finish strong in their home finales. They've won 6 straight weekend series and hope to get a chance to qualify for the NCAA tournaments. In the NBA playoffs last night, Jimmy Butler lived up to his Jimmy Buckets nickname, helping Philadelphia force a 7th game against Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals with 25 points in the Sixers' 112-101 win over the Raptors. Damian Lillard had 32 points to help Portland stave off elimination and force a decisive Game 7 in their series with Denver with a 119-108 win last night. The winner of Sunday's game will face the winner of the series between the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors. The defending NBA champion Warriors have a 3-2 advantage in the series. Game 6 is tonight in Houston. Marcus Johansson and Patrice Bergeron scored power play goals 28 seconds apart, and Boston scored 4 times in the 3rd period to rally from a 1-goal deficit, and they beat the Carolina Hurricanes 5-2 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL playoffs last night. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.